Once upon a time, in a village far away, there lived two men, both called Klaus. One man owned four horses, so he was called Big Klaus. The other one only had one horse, so they called him Little Klaus. The whole week, Little Klaus had to plough for Big Klaus and lend him his only horse. In return, Big Klaus lent Little Klaus all his four horses, but only on Sundays. Each Sunday, Little Klaus proudly cracked his whip over all five horses. When he passed the other villagers going to church, he pretended as if he owned them. "Tally-ho, get up, all of my five fine horses," he cried. Big Klaus got annoyed. "Oi, stop pretending those are your horses, otherwise I'll knock your nag down," he threatened. But another crowd of people came past, and Little Klaus couldn't resist showing off. "Get up, all my five horses," he said. Big Klaus was furious. He grabbed a mallet, clunked Little Klaus's horse on the head, and it dropped down, dead. Little Klaus was devastated. With nothing left in the world, he skinned his dead horse, put the hide in a big sack, and went to sell it at market. It was a long way, and he had to pass through a dark forest when a terrible storm blew up. He saw a nearby farmhouse and knocked on the door, but the farmer's wife wouldn't let him in. There was a large haystack nearby, and Little Klaus decided it would be a good bed. He climbed up and realized that he could see through the farmhouse window. There was the farmer's wife enjoying a nice fish supper with the sexton and drinking all the farmer's wine. Just then, the sound of cartwheels came clattering along the road. The farmer was back. He wouldn't be happy to see his wife entertaining the sexton. Little Klaus watched through the window as the farmer's wife quickly hid the food and wine in the oven, made the sexton hide in a large chest. When the farmer approached the house, he saw Little Klaus on the haystack. "Who's up there?" he called. "It's a terrible night. Come inside for some shelter." Inside, the guilty-faced farmer's wife